Intercom 101 podcast on a Wednesday afternoon. West, 7 in the East, as they say, where we discuss all things e-commerce from buying and selling to living an e-com life 24/7. We talk about it all. I'm here with my co-host, Robin. This is Joey, as always. What's up, everybody?
Yay! Welcome, welcome!
Yes, so we have a special episode today. We got meetup recap. Robin's monthly meetup at eBay headquarters yesterday. I was not there, so Robin's going to fill me in on what happened. We have some big news from CEO Devin Wenning resigned today. Step down. New CEO on the board. We're going to talk about that, how it affects the sell kit. That'll be, I'll talk about that a little bit. Sky is falling. Oh my gosh, the sky is falling. It's not falling. It's still there. a little bit about cyber. You saw something in the title of the show, cyber attack, cyber security. Ooh, what is that? Clickbait. Ooh, cyber. A little bit. How it affects you as a e-com seller in a small business. It does, even though we sell online. You still things you need to worry about. And special guest, Jen from HTK Flippers will join us later on. She was our winner of our first eBay award. I would say rabid fan. Is she laughing in the chat below? huge supporter. Going to come on and talk about OBS and everything else that she does, along with selling online. I'm just going to have an intimate conversation for, you know, bulk of the show, just kind of just shooting the breeze. So stay tuned. Let's get started, Robin, with our e-com recap. Basically, like, what's up in your selling world this week?
eBay is dead. eBay is dead. It is broken. For 3 days, Joey, no sales. Oh, nothing. Nada.
Really?
Chicken little, the sky is falling. It is. No, seriously. I've had a lot of offers. I've had really weird, too. I've had like a dollar offer. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I counter. But I don't know. Who knows? Right. I don't, you know, it goes in cycles for me.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, I'm hoping that people are just maybe watching the news, maybe the, I don't know, stock market. Who knows? It's like up and down. It's like the tide, right? Ebb and flow, yeah. Ebb and flow.
You know, it's probably kids are back to school.
But my posh?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And my posh has been kind of lit.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of funny. Like, when eBay is not doing well, then my posh seems to kick in. So I had an $80 sale on a Western coat. Ooh. That when we picked it up, it was like brand. It felt brand new. It looked new. It didn't feel like it had been worn. So I think the customer is going to be super stoked. They paid the shipping. Their fees are a little higher. So, I mean, I'm not making as much as I would on eBay, but who cares? Like, it's out of my stock. Like, bye-bye. Like, go. So, and I got to be really honest, too. Let's really be honest. I have not been listing like I had before. Plus, I changed my promoted listings around. So, like, I went down on my collectibles, up a little higher on my clothing. So, we'll see. I don't know. I'm not worried. It's broken.
Lively chat tonight.
Woo, woo!
So, Robin, are you in the impression that when each turns on, because there's some magic man behind the button who's just pushing the buttons?
Totally. It's a little gremlin, and he has a little toggle, and he's like, Robin, today is going to be your posh. 2 days from now, it's going to be eBay. So I am putting out the eBay juju right now. I've got my magical unicorn on my water bottle. So I am totally, I'm going to get my sales. It's going to happen. Boof.
Nice.
It's going to happen. I'm not worried. It's not broken. eBay's not broken.
No, it's been slow. But again, like, we haven't been listing either, but we've been sort of just in maintaining offers and stuff. You're right. But we actually sold something on eBay today that went to Australia. It was a knit beanie cap, my Anaheim Mighty Ducks vintage beanie cap. So that was cool. Out of the blue, went to Australia. And then we sold something on Posh, a hat on Posh. And we actually sold something on Bonanza, too, which was a sale. So,
Bonanza. Hey, kids, deals, and more. Hi, how are you? Yay!
What's up? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right. Try to keep it PG as you're working.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Joey, all the time.
Stay in line, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you drinking? So let's go straight into the coffee talk. Let's get into the coffee talk.
I got to say, Robin, every week we do our show, it's hot.
Oh, and Sherry's in. Sherry Glee. Hi, oh, my Sherry. Gosh. Hi.
Let's see. How you doing?
Aw.
All right. Posh and eBay, both your stuff is selling. I got to list more because it's just the same old stuff. But as far as drinking goes, every week we talk, it seems like it's the hottest day of the week. Mm-hmm. Right? So today it's like 95 down here. I don't have air conditioning.
That's so crazy, Joey.
I have a fan next to me, which is actually quite cooling me down right now. It's not hot at all. But I have two bottles of frozen water. And I have a coffee here. It's a dark chocolate mocha from Whole Foods.
Yummy.
A cafe at Whole Foods. Delicious. So that's pretty
nice.
Pretty much what I'm drinking right now. I try to stay away a little bit from the coffee. The hot days, too much of it. I need to get some water in me too,
on the hot coffees. Yes. But yeah. I brewed my own. I brewed mine this morning. I had so many beans to go through. So you know me, I'm always collecting bags of beans to highlight on our show. So I did the one from Reno, and I got to tell you, it is really good. So I have my sparkle. Mm-mm. I should have put it in my water bottle, but you know what the thing about the water bottle, Joey, is I got to get a straw big enough because my little Starbucks straws are not big enough. And because I wear lipstick. Okay. Yes. I'm going to do a silicone one. I'm saving the turtles, Joey. I'm saving the turtles. Cause nobody wants to see a water bottle with like lipstick all over it. I'm sorry. It's a girl thing. Yeah. People are feeling me. Now, when I'm working out or like I'm doing my sourcing or I'm picking up consignments or whatever, I throw a baseball hat on and take my water bottle and it doesn't really matter. Then I throw my iced coffee in there. So anyway, what is it like? Nice. I'm alone in the eBay room. Okay, good. So we're not going to cuss. We're going to be good because we've got Sherry. We got Mama Sherry in the house now. Oh, right. Sherry, the hot water, the hot weather in Tennessee.
There. It's actually Sherry now. It's a lot hotter there this time of year than it has been in the past years. It just kind of ebbs and flows that way. It's just one of those weird seasons here and there.
Yeah.
We watch the weather there too. Reference, but we watch the weather there too, and it's been a lot hotter later in the year there, which probably means probably in for a colder winter because it usually happens. So if I'm not predicting anything, I'm not the Farmer's Almanac, but usually a cooler winter, you might see a little more snow than they're used to. So.
It's magic, Joe. Oh, sure. Okay. Hey, Cheryl, you're watching for the first time. Yes. I love it. Welcome. Welcome. She says she watches us all the time on the replay, Joey.
I think it's Jen.
So
I think
nice.
Jen's bringing the people today.
I know. I love it. Jen is good luck.
Yes.
Anyway.
So that was pretty much it.
So what about you?
Well,
meaning, like, you said you sold the one thing. Did you sell anything on Posh?
I sold something on Posh. I sold something on eBay and something on Bonanza. All on the same day. So I almost said
nice.
The trifecta. Yeah. First
the trifecta?
Bonanza. Interesting. It was a DVD.
Oh.
Of all things. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. I got to find it. It's the one thing I can't find.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's so
Joey,
hot. Looking
we talked about this on one of our shows about organization.
No. It's labeled, but it's sort of I have to find
it. Hey. You'll find it. I'm going to put out Finding Juju right there.
Yeah. So let's put it there. So, Robin, you went to eBay meetup yesterday.
Yes, right? I did.
Normal meetup. Let me see if I can. Oh, where the heck is our comments here? Banners. Meetup recap. There we go. Bumpa. Right on the screen. All right.
Dun, dun.
So meetup recap. eBay headquarters. So we're lucky to have it there. We get access to staff and executives that come down and hang out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get firsthand information for public consumption. Sometimes we get intimate recaps of stuff that just gets announced. None of us knew what happened today. They didn't tell us last night. So I don't think that, we do before everybody else. But so, Robin, meetup recap. We'll just talk about what we talked about at meetup, what went down, anything you might have learned, and then we will get into the elephant in the room right after that.
Yes. Okay. So I am going to jump in right in. First of all, I want to say a shout out to our team, Joey. I'm always going to shout out to you too. I know you weren't there, but that's okay. You were doing your side hustles, but I got to tell you, we can't do our job without our team. So all the team that's watching, you know, thanks. It was amazing. Great turnout. We had dun, 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 5 new people show up. Wow. 5 new people because Joey, because of the eBay resellers Instagram. Dun, dun, dun. So yeah, so they reached out to all of us, and so they came in, and I was like, yeah, meet us there, like we'll be right there. So we had great food. We had about 35 people. Originally we only had 13, you know, RSVP'd. We had 35. It was a full house. We had people who hadn't been there for a while. We had some Poshmark sellers who were transferring over to eBay. It was amazeballs. And we met some of Wade's people. Colin, if you're out there watching, because I know he'll probably watch the replay. Colin, it was amazing to meet you. It was great. And Wade, good job on sending him. So yeah, so the recap. So we were doing a Q4 recap of, we were doing a Q4 what to prep for. And so I got a panel together. That was my job. I got Trader Don, I got Maria, and I got Don, who sells electronics. And then we had something really fun happen. We had Jen, I think her last name is it Deal or I forget. I don't have my notes in front of me. But anyway, she's an eBay employee. Anyway, so she found me while I was prepping all the food and stuff. And she's like, hey, Robin, do you think that I could have your panel stay up there? And then I can talk about a holiday presentation and all that and then go through questions. And so we just combined the two panels. We just combined and we talked about what to prep for. Lots of good ideas. And then Brian addressed the promoted listings Appalooza. So he addressed the elephant in that room. And I got to tell you, Ryan Burke always speaks so, you know, he just articulates things so well. Like once he said what he was going to say about the promoted listings, the room kind of just a collective sigh. Like it was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was like, it was weird. And then he did say that he got too much airtime. So like Rally Roots did a video, and though they quoted Brian, it wasn't Brian who actually spoke to Ryan. It was actually the promoted listings team. So they didn't really get the credit and all that stuff. So anyway, Brian Burke really put some things in perspective. And basically he's saying, listen, if it was working for you before, don't change. The only thing that has not changed, meaning that it's already come down the pipe, and we already talked about this, they're just going to take away the promoted listing and your organic, meaning that you'd only have one showing. So to clear up the, you know, the ad space for the buyers. Regardless if you agree or not, my people, that's what's happening, and that hasn't changed. And then the 30-day thing that Ryan talked about, that has never changed. So like if your buyer bought through your promoted listing, it's 30 days from the time they actually purchased it. That's when you get the charge. So that's never changed. So there's just a lot of, oh my gosh, the ceiling's falling in and eBay is broken and my sales have tanked and blah, 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 you know. So I got to tell you, the room was really impressed with what Brian had to say. There was a very big collective sigh. And I think everybody walked out of there feeling better. Like they had their questions answered. It was very straightforward. There was about literally, Joey, and you know how this goes at meetups, literally 15 minutes. We capped that thing. We capped down on it. So there was none of this going on and on and on about my business, how this, blah, blah, blah. I think everybody took ownership of their businesses. We all have difference. We had $2 million sellers in there, and we have new sellers. And the new sellers had questions afterwards, and Brian Burke and his team were gracious enough to, like, answer them quickly. And then Alan was there too, Alan Asbit, but he had to leave kind of early because he was jetting off to New York for a meetup there. And then Doug and Brian had to kind of wrap things up by 9 o'clock because they're going off to Colorado Springs. So It is not cool. Stopped for them. So it was fun. It was a good meetup. It really was. And then the panel was amazing. So again, thanks Trader Don and Maria for helping me out. And again, I just want to put this out here. Anybody else who's watching, who's at the eBay meetup, please contact me. I want to put you on a list for our panels. If you have any ideas, what you want to talk about, we have a suggestion box now. Oh, that's what I can talk about too. Sorry. We have some new ideas. So we have a suggestion box now, Joey. So that's where people can actually put ideas anonymously or with their name. And then we also have a question box. So what we're going to do on our Facebook eBay resellers page is we're going to have a question of the day. So when you have a question, and we'll either have Brian or Doug or somebody come in and answer it, and you know, or help us answer it. I shouldn't put that all on there on their bandwidth, but help us. If we don't know the answer, we're going to find the answer. So that's it. And you know, awesome. Yeah, it was really awesome. I have to say the vibe was really good. Jimmy Boy was able to make it. So of course, you know, he's a big hit there. Everybody was really glad to see him. So yeah, everybody does. So, the guys, the team.
How was the vibe compared to when the 30-day good till cancel thing changed? There was a lot of craziness and animosity around that, and that would promote the listings. Do you feel that there was a little less, like, yes, craziness involved with this?
Yeah, okay. I think the whole thing, I think when Brian spoke about it so he just articulated it so well. Like, he just summed it up in like a paragraph. And I think it just put a lot of people at ease. And there were a lot of people who had questions, you know, ready to go. As soon as he got done talking, they no longer had a question. So to me, that it seemed like it just kind of took some of the punch out of what they thought would be a bad thing. And again, all I'm going to suggest to you, to anybody who's watching, if you have any questions, pose it to eBay for Business page, or you can actually directly email the team. Now, mind you, they are traveling. They're super busy. So it might take a few work days to get back to you. I find eBay for Business is much faster on some of those questions. And you can also go to the community board, because Alan Asbett's in charge of that. And I'm telling you, some of those questions are going to be answered pretty quickly. But I got to tell you, you know, I haven't had sales in 3 days, but do you think that I'm mad about that? Like, I'm not, because I just, like we were just talking about this earlier, I haven't been listing as I've been, because I've been prepping for this meetup, food and all that stuff, because I prep food before I go now. And then I've had doctor's appointments. So like, there's just a change in my schedule. And I know that's probably what's thrown me off a little bit. Plus the fact that maybe perhaps there's a climate change in, you know, people's maybe holding a little tighter because they're getting ready for Q4, and then they're going to come and spend all their money at my store. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'll have like, I'm waiting for after this broadcast, and I'm going to have 5 sales. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to have 5 great sales, or at least 2 offers and 2 sales.
Yeah. So,
but eBay is not broken, everybody. eBay is doing fine.
No, Robin, eBay's not broken. eBay's a business like every other business. It's a corporation. It's a great transition.
Yes.
Getting to the news that eBay CEO then went and resigned.
Right.
That sort of
right
seemed loud of who his not really paying attention much.
Yes, right.
But
ahead, Joey. Sorry.
If you've been following the market trend lately, and you've been following the SEC filings with eBay, mm-hmm. you can see how even in the last year or two, several new board members have expanded their board of directors. Typically what happens when a company expands, and this isn't in all the cases, but typically what happens is you start getting majority in the other direction. So if your CEO and the board is moving in one way, and you have that now an expansion of the board and those members start moving the other way, puts the CEO's
Well, they're just not on the same page.
I'll use Robin's mojo. The CEO's mojo at risk, essentially. They're not on the same page. Confidence sort of wanes a little bit. And company and the people on the board have other motives and other ulterior motives of where they want the company to go. Like, for example, two of the new board members, one is from an equity firm that owns 4% of eBay. And another one is from another 4%, sort of
that's
private
a lot.
Owns about 1.5% of eBay.
Right.
Bidders that come in and have an absolute we need to see this direction happen this way because we own 4% and we're an equity firm and we have investors in eBay stock price to go a certain direction in order to trickle down to our mutual funds and everything that we own below it. So
right.
There's a certain direction. Look at the incidentals and you look at the financials. eBay has grown in the last several quarters. They beat expectations last quarter. They actually issued a dividend.
Right.
They've been going up. Revenue and sales have been going up, but there's been a fighting Stenchan about piecing off parts that eBay owns, like StubHub and their classified division, and just focusing on eBay. You notice in the last several years, they got rid of PayPal. They got rid of a lot of the international marketplaces they've had. That's from the prior regime that they were trying to stream down to the point where they still hold on to some things, but StubHub and classifieds account for less than 10% of overall revenue on eBay, but I bet they make up a lot of expenses. So they're expensive to run, they're not bringing a lot in, and the focus should just be on eBay. So now there's a sort of a where are we going now? Because we all know the prior regime was sort of disjointed. Devin comes in, starts to turn things around. We start seeing a more seller-focused at eBay in the last year, last year, beginning of this year, they came on and had their whole mea culpa from last year's glitches and everything else that happened. I think it was at the eBay for Business podcast. Devin came on to give their sort of like New Year resolution, talked about everything that happened last year and how this year is going to be better. And it has been. It's been the year of the seller, essentially. I mean, they are putting some things in places like Good Till Canceled and the promoter listings that may seem like it's not, but it really is. Good, the year of the seller. That eBay Live was the same way. It was very seller focused and everything else. But so people are worried that that's going to change now that he's not involved anymore. But it's just a wait and see.
Okay, first of all, I got to interrupt. First of all, Joey. First of all, I got to tell you, this is normal business. CEOs leave all the time. All the time. I used to work for PayPal, and I'm telling you, the CEO manager change, this is not going to affect us like you think it is. I think it will eventually, maybe with a different CEO in the sense of maybe not as personable, maybe not as easy to get to. I don't know. It changes, right? I mean, listen, this happens on a daily basis, and Joey's right. This is financial business, and when you bring in a board, and they have a pretty powerful board. Mm-hmm. They want to see results, and they were not seeing results from two of their functions, which was StubHub and Classifieds. Now, I know a lot of people don't know what Classifieds are. We won't get into that. It's a whole other show. But if you have not been paying attention, like Joey said, I dropped a video on my IG today, and it actually, they had the whole stock market thing there. We are so up in eBay. Like, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. It's just, and listen, Devin's going to do okay too. And I'm sure Devin saw the writing on the wall a while ago. These CEOs are not silly men and women. They know what they're doing. And when the board and the CEO, like Joey says, they're not like two children fighting. They have a respect for each other. And listen, Joey knows this very well because Joey watches the financials very closely with eBay. Devin has got a great stock in eBay. And so he wants to see eBay succeed also. So I'm just saying, like, you know, it's going to be fine. I think the people who have been on eBay for a while selling, like we have some OGs in the house. We have Sherry and Alan who've been selling for, gosh, probably since it started. They have seen the ebb and flow of business. And I got to tell you, it's been up, up and up. I mean, Joey and I talk about where we used to get paychecks or PayPal or not PayPal,
money orders in the
money orders.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been on eBay since 99. I can't tell you who the CEO was back then I just know like the guy who created it, I can't even remember his name, Pierre something, and then Meg Whitman, I think, was the CEO. point, right?
Yeah, and Meg was okay. Meg, there was a lot of changes.
It doesn't affect the sellers to a point where it's like, oh,
right.
Oh, the CEO, we're really gonna see like our listing fees are gonna drop now. It doesn't mean anything. You know, it just
so means- first of all, just because I didn't have a CEO lined up does not mean that eBay was not ready for this. I'm just saying the company is not. Listen, they have a great guy stepping in. The interim CEO is Scott. He is a CFO and the vice president. Like, let me tell you, he is completely aware of what's happening. Devin would not leave him hanging like that. These two are like two peas in a pod. They work very closely together. So when you hear people saying like, oh, they weren't prepared, that's not so true. You know, I'm sure some of the lower levels of eBay employees, meaning that they're like, you know, they work under like different managements and different branches when they're, maybe they were a little like, oh, that happened. But actually you'd be surprised. Most people would be like, oh
yeah, but there's you're right. There's a line of succession too. When one guy steps down, the other guy moves up and everybody just moves up a ladder right. And then they on the outside, maybe to come in to clean up the mess or, right. or new director. Or a new face, but other than that, right. I mean, we're all good.
Yeah, we are totally good. I mean, listen, the whole thing was the biggest thing, and this is the quote unquote, is strategic review of its assets portfolio. Now, Joey knows all the keywords to that. It's basically just checking on StubHub and also eBay Classifieds. That's all. If you guys want to hear a story that's going down, go do the research on eBay Classifieds because it seems like nobody knows what that is. And if you really want to know the financials, maybe perhaps you should tune in here and get the facts about the numbers, because I've got this really great, wait, this guy over here who is an amazing financial coach and he knows the numbers and I'm learning too. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited by what I've been seeing. So I was not surprised. Mm-hmm. I was not surprised. Is it a little uncomfortable? Yeah. Sure. Change is always a little uncomfortable, but I actually, after the year and a half that I've had, I've actually embraced change, not well all the time. And it's been uncomfortable. But I got to tell you, 9 out of 10 times when I've had some kind of change, it's always for the better. What are you looking at?
Change.
I can't see in the back.
Things change when things change.
Right. So I think you guys, listen, the world is not falling. eBay has not broken and the earth is not off its axis. It's totally fine. This is normal business every day. I think with media outlets, they have a tendency to be like, ooh, big guy just jumped. Like, he's out. Oh, he's really gone.
Company where the CEO left, and it's the third one in the last day and a half. Right. Jewel, their CEO got stepped down, and WeWork CEO was forced out. Their founder, because they had a bad IPO, so they were forced out. The founder of the company, and he was forced out by this board. So again, it's sort of like, it doesn't really affect us that much. The stock is still a strong buy, according to analysts. They're still telling you to buy the stock, so they see growth in the future. I don't advocate single stocks as long as it's part of a mutual fund. That's fine, but it's still a healthy buy. It's still a healthy play. Essentially, they didn't go. He's gone. The stock's going to tank. Get out of it. No, it's fine.
Because let's talk about this, Joey. All the CEOs that have left, Hal Lawton. He has a percentage in eBay. Same with Bob Cuffin.
Right.
So listen, these guys, you know, I'm telling you, my friend Wafa, who's at Adobe now, she has stock in eBay too. They all want it to be successful. I've got stock in eBay. Don't you? Everybody should have stock. I'm just saying, get your portfolio padded. Now, let's talk about something, and maybe this is where you want to pull Jen in. We should talk about diversifying your portfolio. And I mean that not in just your finances, but also your personal and your selling.
Yep.
Joey and I talk about this all the time, all the time. You have to not put all your eggs in one basket. So like today, I just told you that I haven't had a sale in 3 days. But that's great because I guess what? Yep. I have another platform and I just made some sales on Posh. And then I also do reseller boxes for my garage. So I've had those consistently. So, and Joey's got side hustles and our beautiful guest, Jen.
It's crazy.
I know. It's crazy. So I'm telling you guys, eBay is going to be okay. And I'm actually looking forward to see who's going to be the new CEO. It might actually end up being Scott. Would not be surprising to me. He's a financial guy. I kind of have this thing about financial guys. So I'm kind of good with a guy who knows numbers. So maybe, maybe not. Maybe it'll be a woman.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to find out who the next CEO with some brand new ideas, some fresh takes on things. I
heard that Scott was the head of the financial planning and analysis department there. So now he's moving up to CEO, which leaves an opening in that department.
For the, ooh, Joey. Throw my hat in the throw your hat in the ring, buddy. Hey, you'd be a great asset to eBay.
I know. I got to work remotely, though.
Well, I'm sure they do, too.
I want to talk real quickly about something I heard on the radio yesterday, and it sort of was timely, and that was cyber attacks and cybersecurity. And that's something we don't think about when we are selling on eBay or selling online because we run it through a platform, you know. But there are cases where you may get hacked, you may have a virus on your computer, and client information gets stolen. Or take it for identity theft. And you don't think we have anything on our computer, but you do, actually. You have your passwords to your accounts so people can then log in and see your who you're selling to, your seller's addresses, credit card information that might be stored from their PayPal accounts and stuff like that. So one of the tips that they were suggesting was to not keep any of that device or any of those informations on network-connected devices. So if you keep them on your hard drive, or your hard drive not connected at the time, there's no way for them to attack that. But if you keep it on a network drive that's accessible anywhere, then it's always on, it's always available, it's always hackable, essentially. And the reason why I mentioned this is because the stat that they mentioned, that they talked about, was 60% of small businesses who suffer a cyber attack are out of business in 6 months. Now, again, we don't think of ourselves as being able to suffer from something like that. But if you're hacked and your client information's out there, I think the article I was reading was from the Denver Post. It had said something along the lines of it takes about $695,000 on average to recover from a cyber attack. Now, those are smaller companies. They probably have multiple employees. So employee information gets taken out there. You think about what the MUA thing that we have, the multi-user access. If other people's, then you're exposing other people's information possibly to attackers, that then their information gets exposed and their sellers and their sales. So you have to just think about having a good virus protection program on your computer. There's something floating around the other day from, I think it was somebody posted about a Poshmark email that looked like it came from Posh about updating information, but it wasn't from Posh. So don't click on any of the links that people would send you in that regard. What I always do is I, on the phone, if you click on, at least on the iPhone, if you click on the name of the seller, it'll pop up the full email address. So if it says like from Poshmark or Posh support, click on that name as if you're going to send them an email, and it'll say like Posh support at 657342.01thing.com. You know, that's not Poshmark sending it to you. It's a fake email. Delete it. Don't even try to, you know, you could send it off to Posh support itself to sort of say, hey, there's a cyber thing going on here, but don't click on it. Have anything going on, call them and find out what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also want to say, too, be careful with phone calls. Now, just a fair warning. I had a call last week. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Apple called me on the phone and said, hey, we just want to let you know that your iCloud account has been attacked, and we need you to give us your information to verify some stuff. And I was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about, my iClouds? I didn't get any. What are you talking about? Yeah, we just need some information. I was like, and you could barely hear them on the phone. You could tell they had a little bit of like we weren't calling from the States. There was a little bit of a foreign accent in the background. You could hear the people talking in the background. So I was listening very carefully. And I kept asking the same question, like, what's been going on? Oh, it looks like your account was logged in New Jersey and logged in Texas. And we want to make sure that it's the right account. And we just need your information. I was like, let me call you right back. So they hung up on me. IBM number they called for my caller ID because it said Apple Inc. I called back and I actually got Apple. So I talked to the gentleman at Apple and he said what they're doing now is they're spoofing the phone and actually calling you from the phone number, but it's not their phone number. So it's Apple's phone number calling you, but not Apple calling you. So it makes it seem like, oh yeah, it's Apple. Let me give you all my information. You hang up the phone, your account's somebody else's hands by the time you hang up the phone. So
wow.
always question and verify before you divulge any information. That's the best cyber tip I can give for today.
Well, I was just going to say, just do your due diligence and make sure that, you know, I used to work at PayPal. That's all about cybersecurity. So it's everywhere, Joey. I had mine swiped from my wallet, meaning they had the machine, they stood behind me and they got all my data from my card because I didn't have a wallet that had that special protectant on it where you can't, boom, gone. But thank God I was working for PayPal at the time. And so I was able to handle it fairly quickly. And the security guys told me, like, you have to be careful, Robin, you got to get a wallet with this, you know, whoop-de-woo in it. So I went and got a wallet with a whoop-de-woo in it. So now I'm always like, you know, wallets and purses with whoop-de-woos. Anyway, let's bring Jen in.
Stuff. Let's get to the fun stuff now. So you may have seen her on
Instagram. Yes, please.
You may have seen her on YouTube. You may have seen her in the chat. It's Jen from HT Flickers, one of our first supporters.
She's
always
amazing.
Been there for our chat. Amazing. Winner of our first eBay water bottle giveaway, by the way. And it wasn't rigged, I'll tell you that much. She got the answer right. So I'm going to bring her in.
Listening.
She's listening. Exactly. Let's bring her in. Throw her up there. All right. Let's get this going. Our first guest on our show live.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. I've been like, yay! There's the water bottle.
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm glad you said it wasn't rigged because I did wonder. I thought, I wonder if they picked me on purpose.
No. There was only like, I think three people who had the right answer. Everybody had answers, but not the right answer. So, you know, we get more people.
So Jen, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what platforms you sell on, and how you came up with your unique username.
Okay. Well, I'm Jen. I'm from Ohio, and I'm a stay-at-home mom of three kids, but they're all big kids now. My youngest is 12, and my oldest is 16, so they're pretty self-sufficient. Well, almost 16. He'll be 16 in February, but they're pretty self-sufficient, so eBay is perfect for me. But anyway, the username, since you asked, before I started doing eBay, that we made family videos on YouTube because that's all my girls wanted to do. And my kids' initials, I have Hayden, Tara, Kaylee, and their initials are HTK. So we were HTK vlogs for family vlogs on YouTube. And then since we changed that shit, all those videos are still there. So if you want to get to know me real well, you can go watch like 2 years worth of family videos.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but we've changed that channel now since it had so many subscribers and like over a million views. We're using that channel to make reselling and other side hustle content.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yes, because I think you have like what, almost 9,000 subscribers? Like I think I went and cyber stalked you.
Yeah, we had a video when we were making the family videos that my kids had a lockdown at school. And I had made a video that day and they had a lockdown and I talked about it. And if you remember a couple years ago when the killer clowns thing was going around, everyone worried about clowns.
Yes.
Well, we had put that lockdown video up like 2 weeks before the clown thing went crazy. And so all these kids were searching for like clowns and school lockdowns and clowns lockdown school. And our video got picked up by YouTube and it has over a million views. And it's the most boring video I've ever made. Like, I'm horrified that that's the one. But that's how our channel grew. So now, like I say, now we're just kind of, we're using that established platform to now make reselling content.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
So how long have you been selling on eBay or online?
Well, my husband and I started our eBay store, which is actually not HTK anything. It's Knock Knocks Resale. But anyway, we started that in August of last year. But I had actually sold on eBay like 14 years ago and quit because I kept having babies.
She's like, I gotta stop for a minute.
There wasn't enough time. I had 4 kids in 4.5 years. 3.5 years. Yeah. Or 3 kids in 3.5 years.
Oh, mama.
That was a lot of babies.
Okay, so from the time you sold on 14 years ago to the, you said 2 years or less than 2 years?
Just last year, last August. August was 1 year.
So have you seen a difference? Do you like the newer platform versus 14 years ago?
Yeah. I obviously 14 years ago was way different. In fact, I don't even remember. I mean, I guess I must have put pictures up, but I don't really remember that process. Like it was simpler in that there wasn't as much work involved. Like I just
set
up like one sentence of what it was and then it sold, you know?
Yes.
But now there's a lot more to it and all these pictures and editing the pictures. And I don't even remember the picture process back then. There's no way it's what it is now.
No, because the tech is different too. That's what's so great about this whole experience is because.
But I do prefer it better now.
Good. Yay. Yeah. Yay. I'm so glad you told me about the HTK, because I always say HTK flippers.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's my kids. It's all the kids' first initial.
I love it. I love it. I think we have Kaylee in the chat, I think.
Yes, she was. She's also playing in Leaves, so I don't know if she's still in the chat or if she went to go play Leaves. I'm not sure.
That's awesome. So what do you sell? What do you sell?
Well, I'll sell anything.
Is that a video game or is that actually playing in Leaves?
No, actually playing in Leaves. Yeah, she's raking our whole backyard, which is fantastic.
Technology, you don't know if kids are actually out playing or if they're just, you know, it's a new video game somewhere. Actually,
no, my son's a video gamer. The girls actually play outside.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. That's really good.
Yeah, we push that a lot.
Yeah. Are you a mobile listener seller or do you use the desktop?
Use desktop. Nice. I mean, I just recently started because I take my pictures on my phone. I just recently realized that it would be easier to just add the pictures from my phone onto like the draft, but it took me almost a year. I've been like uploading the pictures to my computer and then saving them. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I wasted a lot of time, but.
Oh, no, it's okay. But now you know, and then you can also like if your kids decide to eventually jump on, you'll know the process really well. So, just saying.
So, but I do I do the actual listing on my desktop. I think I don't like doing listing for mobile.
Yeah, I'm the same. Pictures on the phone, draft a little bit, but finish it up on the desktop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like when you list on mobile, eBay kind of takes liberties and does what it wants with the listing. Things I didn't want to be I don't have offers turned on or turned off or
it's true. The app, they're working through it though. I mean, eventually I think the app is going to be amazeballs and we'll all be listing through the app eventually, but you know, any new thing, it's going to be like,
Well, I kind of got the feeling that was more for like hobby, like people who just wanted to I have these pair of shoes I'd like to sell. And they were mobile was meant to make it easier, which those of us like want to make a living.
Yeah.
We're willing to do all that more detailed stuff.
Yeah.
I sell anything, but mostly vintage. Oh, mostly vintage hard goods, but I will literally, like, I have a pile of stuff over here on this table beside me that is stuff I found around my house. And I was like, oh, the kids got this for Christmas 3 years ago and never used it. I'm going to sell it. So so I will sell anything. But if I'm outsourcing, I'm mostly looking for vintage hard goods.
Okay.
You're my type of girl. Mm-hmm. Me too. Joey, you got to get in there. So you got to go to the vintage.
I know. What would you say was your... What would you say was your worst sale?
Okay. Well, I already know this, and I was hoping you were going to ask this question. My best sale, and I can show you, I can show you what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's in this envelope. So this, which is unfortunate because it means that the pinnacle of my career happened in the first week of reselling, because I'll never have this luck again.
Okay.
But we were at Goodwill, and it was right before, like in the fall, because we started in August. And on the display table of all the Halloween stuff were two little packages of something. And I walked right past it and I grabbed it and I picked it up. I threw it in the cart. And my husband's like, why are you buying these things? And I said, because we're going to make a lot of money off of them. And they were, there were 12 items in each bag. And we paid $1.99. So it equaled out to, so I ended up getting 24 total. And then, so it equaled out to like 16 cents a piece. And I've been selling these on and off throughout the year for anywhere from $30 to $50. Can you see what they are? It might be too much glare. It's scratching.
Oh my God, it scratches the stickers.
Yeah. And then there's witches. But they are the original. The original from 1980, 1981 trend, the matte scratch it. Like these are the true good ones. And they must have been in a warehouse somewhere because I got two factory sealed packages of them. There were 12 of these in each package. So I had 24 total and I have four left. So I've made a total of $571 off of these scratch and sniff stickers. And I paid $1.99 total.
I love that story. Love it.
So I have four packages left, and I'm getting ready to list the last four.
Oh, because, you should.
Because it's almost Halloween. But I did save, because I tested when I first bought them, and I opened one of the packages to see like if they would sell better like individually or whatever. So I have little... I'm going to sell all of them. If they sell for between $30 and $50, I'm selling them. I'm not keeping them. But I am going to keep one of each sticker for myself for the memory.
Love it. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so, my God. I totally remember those as a kid. I used to have a sticker album. And
the sticker people are crazy. Like, in a good way. Crazy in a good way.
Yes,
like,
in a great way.
They pay a lot of money for those things. My worst sale, I think there's been a lot of worst sales. I can't think of it. You know, there's been lots of things that I've got and I thought that I would get more for it and then I didn't. But I haven't had a major flop yet. So nothing really stands out in my mind.
That's good.
Yay. That means you're just learning and you're increasing your, your memory
IQ.
On like what sells. Yes, your seller IQ. Thank you, Joey. I love that you just know what I'm talking about. I just throw a pen up in front of my face and you know what I'm talking about.
The stickers are the best thing ever. I'm telling you, but it's not just any old stickers though. It's those trend scratch and sniff stickers. They have to be the matte ones, the shiny ones the collectors don't like.
Wow.
I'll never find that again. I don't know what.
I don't know. You might. The good thing is you live out in Ohio and you have all of those beautiful farmhouses and stuff and people like all of a sudden, you know, grandma had a whole stack and then next thing you know, Jen's walking by again and this time it's cats and dogs and I don't know, but remember the little apples in the little bush?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
The pizza was my favorite. I think the pizza was everybody's favorite.
It was mine too. But the witches are pretty my favorite too though.
It's coconut ghosts and licorice witches.
Oh man, good memories, man. Good memories. Yay. Yeah,
that was a great sale.
Yeah, that was awesome.
If I didn't ask you, what are you drinking?
Oh.
Well, I have coffee. Coffee. It's Dunkin' Donuts. I have to have Dunkin' Donuts coffee or I won't drink coffee.
Really?
I'll drink Starbucks sometimes, like Starbucks lattes or whatever, but for like brewing at our house, I have to have Dunkin' Donuts. Just a little water.
I've had Dunkin'.
I'm going to have water.
Oh, good girl.
Which
brand? Because it's a hashtag eBay water bottle.
Yeah. Which brand of Dunkin' do you go with? You go with the original, you go with the dark, you go with a flavored
one? Original.
Original?
I just like the original with a lot of International Delight sweet cream.
I love you right now, Jen.
My husband will tell you that I just have a little bit of coffee with my cream.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Keurig, and one day I brewed myself a cup of coffee on my way, like rushing out the door to pick the kids up from school. And I got home and I went to make another cup and I opened up the top of the Keurig and the pod wasn't in there. And I never take the pod out. I had brewed a cup of hot water and added creamer to it and didn't even notice. I've gotten a little better since then.
Jimmy, that's my husband. Jimmy, if you're watching, this is so you, my sweet, because I'm telling you, this is what Jimmy does all the time. Jimmy is the same as you, Jen. He puts a little coffee with his cream and his sweetener.
I'm working on it. I can taste the coffee now, so it's getting a little better.
Oh, my gosh. You're moving up. You're moving up.
Oh, gosh. All right, so one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, or I wanted to have you on, not because you won our water bottle or because you're a big supporter, it's actually because before we started the show, this is a little known, I'll spring this on a little known fact.
Oh, good.
Probably about months ago, I stumbled across your YouTube page because you had Instacart videos up. And that is something that I had done as well. And I was looking for people that were doing side hustle, side gigs that also were resellers. And so it kind of was very interesting that you had just started with Instacart at that point.
Yeah.
And putting up your first day videos and stuff. And it was sort of intriguing. So I kind of been following that along. And then when you popped into the chat, I was like, I know that person.
And then I just stopped posting videos.
And then they're gone. They're not posting anything. Yeah, exactly.
She's going after it.
So basically, I want to explain a little bit about side hustles, and I call side hustles and goal jobs in the financial, mm-hmm. in my coaching stuff. So side hustles, for people that don't know, are things that are a regular job in order to make extra money, whether it's to pay off debt, save for something, or supplement income. I mean, sometimes those are basically the three main things that people use for side hustles. I like to call them goal jobs. This might be something that you're doing short term to save for a certain goal. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm coaching people and they want to drive Uber and I sign them up to drive for Uber for a short time to sort of get out of debt, it's fine. But they've done a goal with that specific job. I want to just talk a little bit about how you got started in doing something like that. Is that something that you've decided like, hey, I need to do this as a supplement. I'm just looking for something else to do. You don't have to go into too much detail if you don't want to. That's fine. It's just, but what led you to that, and what has your experience been with, working a side job in your home life?
Well, I didn't dream to be a professional grocery shopper. I do that enough being a mom, but my husband actually has a different job now than what he did. So it pays less than what his other job did. And we had already started eBay, which was fantastic. But as you know, eBay takes time, and it's still going to take time to keep building it to get to the point where I eventually, the end goal with eBay is that my husband and I could work it together and neither one of us had to work out of the house. That would be the ultimate dream, but we're far from there. So when he got his new job, eBay was helping supplement some, but we still needed and wanted a little bit more, because you don't want things to be so tight where it's so uncomfortable.
Right.
And my husband heard about Instacart from watching another YouTuber. It was a reseller YouTuber. I can't remember now who it was, but he told me about it. He's like, hey, this sounds like something you might like to do. And I do. I actually love doing it because I'm a friendly person. I like to chit chat and I know how to grocery shop. Some of those people, they shouldn't probably be doing it, but and it's not rocket scientist for me. So I can, and it's something I can do in between the kids. Schedules. Like it's not like,
so
it's not like actually getting a part-time job or you have to be there. If I can't or don't want to work that day, I don't have to.
I love this because I'm telling you right now, as a mom, I'm not a mom. My sister has three children. She knows her grocery store like the back of her hand. Like she knows.
I'm in and out in no time.
Yes. I'm like, ooh, what's over here? She's like, Robin, we are on a budget. We have got to go. Let's go. So I think it's the perfect job for somebody who is actually, you were in training, Jen, you were in training. So now you have.
And I'm also a really big nibby person. I like to know everything about everybody. Like my neighbors know.
You're like me.
I'm the neighborhood nib knows. Like I know everything that's going on in everybody's business. So it's surprisingly fun to see what people order from the grocery store. You wouldn't think it would be that interesting, but it's really interesting.
It is. Yeah. It's totally interesting. Yeah. Like, I do this when I'm sourcing. Like, I am the girl who has no problem telling people I'm a reseller. Like, ooh, what's in your cart? Like, and there, I mean, I've had some people be like, hey. And then I have some people like who just want to tell me their life history. But I am so that girl. I'm so that girl.
Have you had any sort of funny, I would say funny instances or funny occurrences with shopping? I know, like, for example, when I've done a shop for somebody and they're out, they're very specific. They're out of low sodium organic wheat thin pretzel chips, whatever. Yeah. And then you say, oh, I'm sorry, they're out of that. Would you like a substitution? Yes, can you get me a king size Hershey's chocolate bar? And you're like, hey, that doesn't make any sense. Go together. I thought you were trying to be, and you can't piece that together.
Probably, and I'm almost guessing this is probably something not that you don't encounter, but I deliver for the Amish quite frequently.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay.
I don't know how, because they technically shouldn't have any means of actually being able to order something online.
Right.
Because they're
right.
Legitimate Amish. Like, I'm not talking Mennonite, I'm actually talking the Amish. And right. They ordered from Aldi. And you know, with Aldi, it's like if you order hot dog buns, you either get hot dog buns or you get nothing because they don't carry multiple brands. So they had ordered all these frozen hamburger patties and hamburger buns at like 6 o'clock at night on the Saturday of the 4th of July. Well, there were no hamburger buns left. And apparently there was also a recall I didn't know about. But anyway, so I obviously couldn't get a hold of them. I tried to message them, tried to call them because they had it set up that they wanted called to prove the change. But then they didn't answer the phone because, again, they're Amish. Like, I don't even know how they even place the order. So I swapped the hamburger buns for Kaiser buns. And then I went to go do the delivery and I show up and no joke. And this was an on-demand order that had sat for a while. So Joey, you'll know what I'm talking about. Robin, you won't, but they obviously placed the order earlier in the day and nobody took it. And so when I got there, there was about 30 Amish packed into a garage eating potato salad off of paper plates. I had their hamburgers and their buns for their barbecue. Oh. And they had all their Amish friends over and no hamburgers. And then they ended up giving me a poor replacement for the Kaiser buns at the end of it all. I got a poor replacement ding against me because they ordered like so many packs that they wanted hamburger buns and there weren't any. And so they poor replacement me for those Kaiser buns. What was my option, bread?
Well,
no, they wouldn't have even had their cookout without me.
That's one of my hangups with Instacart. I also do Shipt, which is the other grocery delivery
service.
Yeah,
we don't have a Target, so.
So we have that does Target and a bunch of the other stores, but the difference between those guys is, yeah, that part at the end where they rate you and they say poor replacement, poor service.
Yes.
I've had so many of those that it's sort of like, what am I doing? Like, I had one lady I literally was on the phone for and talking to her for a while. And the clock on the app is going up and up, and it's turning from green to red because you're late on your time, and you're getting all antsy. My God, I'm going to be late. And then I'm talking to the lady, and she's giving me all the substitutions. And it's my first time shopping at we have a store here called Berkeley Bowl. It's a very unique sort of high-end organic type store.
Yes,
it's an organic type store. Everything's there, but stuff I don't usually shop for or know of. So it's like, right. I want a West African kumquat. I don't know what that is. Right? If that's even a thing. It's like, well, it's not in. They don't have
it
that.
It is. Okay,
so get me a, New Zealander, whatever. And I'm like, I don't see that here. Can I just get you a regular plum? No, I really want this organic. Okay, so I just get an organic plum. I just go on and on and on. I finally get to the lady's house. She's looking at everything. She said, okay, it's fine. Literally, I'm on the phone with her the whole time doing this. I get home, and like a day later, I'm looking at my thing, and it's like poor service, poor replacement, item missing. I'm like, your plum's not missing. I gave it to you.
Yep.
You're not missing because a lot of times
you
what they'll
get
do
those
is
refunds.
Mm-hmm. And that's the of us, so should we just take that part away? Like, I don't really need that rating on my end to know that I did a bad job.
Well, it makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
because you know you worked as hard as you possibly could. And I know for a fact that those Amish put poor replacements so they could get the Kaiser rolls refunded because they were more expensive than regular hamburger buns. Like, I know that's why they did it, but I still couldn't help but take it personal. And I was so mad because I was like, that's the last thing I wanted to do that Saturday. It was the Saturday of the 4th of July. But I felt bad because that order kept coming through and kept dinging. And I was like, nobody else is taking this person's order. And whatever it is I obviously need. So I went out even though I didn't want to and hadn't planned to work that day. I felt like I was doing them a favor and then they poor replacement me.
So explain how the refunds work. Does that doesn't come out of your paycheck, does
no,
it?
No, that's all done on Instacart send.
So basically what happens, Robin,
back your tip.
Oh yeah.
Which I
so technically
don't like.
In a way what'll happen is when you're on schedule with these companies and an order gets sent to you, they usually get sent to the person who's online that has the best rating, the best time, the best, the least amount of like no shows to work or whatever it is. Their characteristics that they do when they send out orders. So when you have a lot of these quote things on your order, they tell you it doesn't, but it kind of pushes you down a little bit to get sort of like crappy batches, as we used to call them. And you're stuck trying to do these people with like heavy items, or you got to go to Costco and get 40 cases of water to a business on the third floor without an elevator and no tip.
See, that's the good thing about where I live, because we're small. So all we have is Kroger and Aldi. So I don't have to worry about Costco. I don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. There's no tall apartment building. So that is the plus. But then it's also kind of negative because I wish I could do trip, but our closest target's like 40 miles away.
Hey, this is a job for like Alan and Sherry. They live out in the country now in Tennessee. They probably have like maybe one or two stores. They would love to do something like that.
Oh, I recommend it.
Sherry she's like she likes to you know, dish the tea and find out who's what and just be friendly, because you never know what your connections are. I mean, like, have you had any like fun connections where like you met somebody doing your Instacart? Sorry, I had to look that up. Instacart. And then all of a sudden it's become like, now you guys are friends. I mean, I don't know.
Not so much friends, but I have a girl that follows me on Instagram every day now because of Instacart. And a couple other people watch my YouTube channel now. Not that I've posted anything recently, but I am. I have two videos filmed that are going to be going up over the next few days. So stay tuned. I just talk, you know, I talk and the next thing I know, they're like, well, what's your Instagram or what's this?
Mm-hmm. You're like
no
me.
New best friends
happens.
Yet, but.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's like
in our area. Very competitive.
Is it?
It's like, yeah, if you see
how
another shopper at the store, it's like,
oh, I glare at other shoppers.
We have a lot of shoppers. If they see you with like the lanyard on or the card or a shirt, they look at you like, ooh, who are you here for? What batch did you get?
Yeah, that's what I'm that person. I give the people the stink eye because I'm like, I know I've been doing this longer than you and you took my order.
Yeah, how did you get the free item one that's worth this much?
I was doing it yesterday for myself.
Do you have to wear the Instacart when you go shopping? Mm-hmm. I take mine off and put it in my back pocket.
Yeah, I don't wear mine anymore. I did it when I was new, but I don't anymore.
You're an independent contractor, so you can wear whatever you want. Like, I don't wear any of the stuff when I do stuff. Yeah, but it's the same thing.
You have the
I call them online the narcs, the Instacart narcs, where if you're out.
See, I wouldn't do that to somebody. I mean, it's tempting, but I would, because I also would be too uncomfortable to have to go ask them their name, because then I'd be worried that they'd be like, I knew it was you because you asked me my name.
Right. So Robin, the thing that happens is when you're shopping, you're supposed to shop alone. Some people will bring a partner to shop with. And that speeds up the time. So then your speed rating gets higher. Therefore, you get better batches later on. So they'll send somebody like a partner off and go get me these four items. So they're shopping together. And there's other shoppers out there that report them for violating that.
That's just so silly to me. Like, I don't care. Like, go do what you gotta do.
Happy and you're done. I don't even give a crap. You
know? That's what I say.
I know, it's so funny. Like, that's why I think it'll be fun once my new videos go up, because of where I, like, what my thoughts were about Instacart when I first started. And I was all, like, rosy-eyed. Like, I'm getting all these orders. And then now it's like, it's been 3 days and they haven't given me anything. I hate Instacart.
I love it.
Than when I started. So, but that is kind of the nice thing though about eBay, is because as far as eBay goes, which I've been doing that longer, I'm still all like rose glasses about eBay, where Instacart, I very quickly was like, oh my gosh, this has so many issues. I'm so jaded. And I look forward to the day I don't have to do it anymore. See, that's the thing about Instacart. I recommend it for anybody who, if you just want to make a little bit of extra money or supplement, but if you have to rely on it for your income, don't do it. Cause it's not.
Oh yeah. Well, cause you are dealing with the public. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if anybody...
up and down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure.
I mean, I'm like half of what I did when I started.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Well, in our area, I don't know if it happened with you guys because I started doing it about a year and a half ago. And in our area, we had a very small region in our local, and it paid really well. And then all of a sudden, it was a pay drop. And then they extended our region. So we had a lot further to drive for less pay.
Yeah, so we haven't had that yet, but it's.
Yeah. So we were at, when we first started, we were at a minimum $12.50 a batch.
Wow.
Plus tip.
Now it's $7.
So we were like, yeah.
Is there seven?
Our area, I think it's, no, I think we're five.
Oh, see, we're still 7 to 10 for our minimum. Yeah.
But we also have
a lot of our deliveries are 20 miles.
Yeah, same here. So I was in one area, people that are local, and they'll San Leandro, and driving up to like Crockett. So that's about 25, 30 miles. But it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon in notorious Bay Area traffic where it was going to take me an hour and a half to get to the store. And they give you a half hour to get there before they start yelling at you on the phone that you're late.
Yep.
So,
wow.
I'm like, you don't have to get to the store, and a half hour later, you're like, why aren't you at the store yet? I'm like,
except for we're always early.
Yeah, this is where I'm at.
According to the customer, they tell you you're late, but the customer, you're still early for them. Like, they consider you late and the customer isn't even expecting you for another 15 minutes. But yet Instacart's telling you, you're late, you're late. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not.
The ship time they give you is the customer's order time. So the way ship scheduling works is if you're going to work 4 to 5, let's say 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, that's the delivery window time. So you start before that in order to deliver between 4 and 5. With Instacart, it's sort of like you start working and it'll say, delivered to the customer at 3:45. You show up at 3:45. The customer's not home. You call them. Like, well, I delivered one of those 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they're like, I wasn't expecting you. I'm still at work. It's like,
right. Mm. You call Instacart and they're like, well, you know, that's, you know, we don't really give you the window. Like, I really like to know when the customer's, you know, ordering so I know when to be there. Well, we've had issues in the past. Customers don't show up. Well, that's where it gets to the thing where we talked about earlier. If you get to the customer's house and there's nobody there and you wait like 15, I think it's 15 minutes. It might be less than that now.
It was about 15.
You get to leave. If the customer doesn't show up in 15 minutes after you've arrived, you get to leave. And you get to, quote unquote, dispose of the food any way you see fit.
Yeah, which means you take it home and put it in your refrigerator.
So
that's what happened to me for the first time on Saturday. That was the first time that ever happened. And I got to keep somebody's order. I mean, they'll tell you, like, if you return it or whatever, they'll give you a little bump. But you don't have to because we're independent contractors. There's no – it's not in our contract that we have to return it to the store. And who wants to return groceries? That sounds like the most torturous thing. And I was all excited because they had ordered Mums, things of Mums. And I was actually going to go back when I was done, when I was off my shift. I was actually going to go back and get Mums for my house. And then the customer didn't answer their door. They were home. They were in their house. I could hear them. And I kept pounding on the door. And I don't know what happened, but she would not answer the door. And so Instacart told me to go. And I got to keep it. And so when I picked the Mums out, I picked the ones that I liked because the lady wouldn't answer my message asking her what color Mums she wanted. So now I have two nice plants of Mums on my front porch.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Nice.
Alan's all, you're really selling Instacart. Alan, I was just about to ask her if she does Uber Eats. Do you guys do, like, do any of you guys do Uber Eats? Like, you guys go pick up? You do? See, I knew Joey was going to be in there because Joey does this thing where I think he likes being in his car.
my philosophy, Robin, is when I'm dealing with clients and I'm helping them get out of debt and I'm giving them stuff to do, I don't want to give them anything or recommend anything that I haven't done personally.
Oh, there you go.
Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, Amazon. DoorDash.
You don't like it?
Everything.
Boring. I like to do the grocery shopping. That's fun. Plus, if I'm going to leave my house, you know, what you get paid is a bigger, you know, like, oh, I'm going to leave my house for $20 to $40 versus go to Wendy's and then drive 5 miles and then get $6. That's not that exciting to me. I don't really particularly like to drive. So it's the grocery shopping that's fun for me.
Right. Well, I was going to say, on this thing. I totally get it. I could say on this thing, like, you, it actually, I was thinking, like, I have people that actually are personal assistants. Like, they do all the grocery shopping for one particular person who maybe is disabled, and that happens like every 2 weeks. I'm thinking, like, Jen, that would like be totally perfect for you because the money.
I would rather do that.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking I would do too, is like, I would love to be someone's, you know, I don't want to say personal shopper in as in clothes and fashion, because obviously, you know, not everybody wants a flower in their head. But I mean, for grocery shopping, like, who, that would be awesome. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I love grocery shopping. Yeah. I don't know.
I like it. I like this too, because when I'm doing somebody else's order, I buy some stuff for ourselves.
I also learn new brands. I love trying out new things that I never even knew existed. Yeah. Don't you find that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I have not.
No, I'm not going to Joey. I think I pointed this way because he's on that side of my screen.
I know. It's so funny. It's so funny. But anyway, well, I guess the whole point of this whole thing is that we just have people who do all kinds of things. You sell on eBay. You're going to about to start on Posh. You now do Instacart. You're also a YouTuber. So I'm sure there's a little,
Etsy. I also cross-post to Etsy.
And Etsy. Nice. See, there you go. So you have like multiple diverse streams of income. So that's really important. I think that's...
And it's fun. Yeah. It's fun income. Right. Like I know for a fact I was put on this earth to be a mom. Like, I just know that about myself.
I worked
here and there when the kids were little, but like, it's my job just to be here. And now that they're teenagers, I know so many people go back to work when their kids go to school, but my opinion is they kind of need me here more now than even when they were little, because I have to have eyes on them.
Amen, sister. Yes.
My mom was a single mom and she worked crazy hours when my brother and I were growing up, and I know what I did when she was at work. So I want to be here with my eyeballs on them. So if I can work at home, that's the best, and the fact that I'm having fun with it, that's even better, because otherwise I don't think I'd want to do it.
You got to be careful, because pretty soon playing in the leaves is not going to mean playing in the leaves. You gotta
playing in the leaves is going to be like kissing the boyfriend in the backyard. I'm like, I'm always watching. They don't realize it sometimes, but
that's okay though. You're a mom in it, and I love that. I think that's a great perspective, is that people who are watching us on replay, like, there are multiple ways of doing income. It's not just eBay. It's not just Posh and reselling.
If you're someone that likes to work out of the house, good for you. I mean, go for it. But since I'm not, this is a good way for me to make income.
Absolutely.
And have a good time.
Absolutely. I think that's what, I mean, it just is a testament to just, I mean, even, I know you're married, but if you were a single mom, this is a great way of teaching other people that, like, look, my teenage kids, you know, I don't need to be hands-on all the time, but I do need to have, like, you know, eyes in the back of my head. So working and being remote at home, this is, and then on top of that, Jen, you're a chatty Kathy like me. You want to, like, great way of getting out and seeing people. This is why I love meetups, because I have to have the interaction with people, because if I was this way all the time with just the computer, I would go absolutely whoop, whoop. Because
I like Instagram too. I wish that they had had Instagram when my kids were little, because I had a lot of problems being lonely when the kids were little. Sure, and I think if I'd had Instagram, I would have been fine.
Yeah, you and I both absolutely love IG. I'm on there every single day. I love the interaction that way. And then, you know, like, and we talked about this too, Jen. You are definitely going to eBay Open next year, because I'm telling you, everybody from IG you meet, it's like you don't miss a step. It's like, oh my gosh, like, we're just going to be like, you know, best friends, and we'll have coffee every day.
I've already told my husband, I said, I don't care. My mom's already agreed to keep my kids. Like, we're a year out and I'm already have my babysitters figured out.
So see, like, that's good. That's a mom.
We are going. I have to do DoorDash to make it happen. I will.
Nice. Good job. Yes. 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 I love it. I love it. Yeah, Jimmy Boy loved it too. I mean, he works hard, but he loved meeting everybody that he hears me talk about, or he gets DMs about, because he's got knowledge on sports coats and things like that. So I always refer to him. Like, I'm like, oh, here, Jimmy, let me send you a message so you can answer this, because I don't know. I don't have the answer. So he gets to be face to face. Like, when he met Wade, he kind of had a fanboy moment. Like, Joey's having a fan.
Oh, I bet.
with you, because yeah. Now it's kind of fun that he's been cyber stalking.
Yeah, I didn't know. That video of my first day as an Instacart shopper has over 10,000 views. I don't even know how that happened.
Well, because people are just researching, and I probably the hashtags. And I think
because it's titled first day, and a lot of people on their first day, that's when you need the help the most, if you don't know.
How to do it, yeah. That's exactly what we did too. We researched videos and watched people's first mm-hmm. days just to kind of see how the app worked, you know, how to process things so you don't get like caught up in the moment when you're trying to go out there. So yeah, totally.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This has been really informative for me. I didn't know anything about Instacart. I mean, I kind of knew a little bit just because of Joey and Bettina, but I think that's awesome. But I love the fact that you just have multiple streams of income coming in, because I'm all about diversity. I love it. Diverse entire portfolio.
I do just want to say one before we go, for anybody that might be watching this back. My husband and I share this. You know this, Robin, because you saw me talk about it on Instagram. So my husband and I are now sharing this YouTube account. So that
Will.
Yeah.
Okay, Will.
So he is using it. So he comments to a lot of resellers, but he like talks like a man. And I think that a lot of them think it's me, and it's not. So I'm trying to get him to start signing his name to his comments so people know that I'm not calling him bro or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, Joey and I have done that too.
If you get a comment from us, it's either me or him. And once you get to know us, you'll know very easily who's commenting.
Yes. Yeah, Joey and I always put like a little, you know, hyphen and then Joey or Robin because
that's what I started doing.
You know, yeah. Good job, because, you know, I know you say bro a lot.
Yeah. You know me.
Or dude, that's a good find.
Hey, bro, come with your order, dude.
I love it. So, well, definitely. Sorry, Joey. Go ahead. I was just gonna drop all her information. You guys can follow her at HTK. Flippers on Instagram. She's rad on Instagram. You guys can find her on YouTube. I've been cyber stalking her videos. You have Facebook? I mean, I don't really use Facebook.
No, not really. I made one for our reselling, but I never use it.
Yeah, me either. I really don't.
I think I might have a Twitter. I don't know. Just Instagram and YouTube. That's where you can find me.
Yeah. You know what? I just had a thought, Jen. You know what? There's an Ohio reseller meetup there. I wonder if you're close. I'll have to give you the information and see if you can get out there. Because I don't know how, like, I know Ohio is like, you're not as close as some people think you are but I'll have to give you that information, because the person who runs that is Julie Brown, and she's rad. Let me know. Yeah. But anyway, you guys can find her on social media. She's rad. I'm so glad you came on, Jen.
Thank you,
and thanks for being like one of our just like amazing
number one fans.
Well, I mean, just supporting us. We don't have fans. We have friends.
I do my best.
Yeah. And all your support and all your information will be linked below in the comment section. I'll update
that. Good
job,
Joey.
Again, subscribe, hit the notification bell when we go live so you know we're joining on the fun. If you'd like to be a guest on one of our future episodes, please email us at ecom101podcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you're doing. We're always looking for unique, interesting guests that have some connection to reselling or e-com. It doesn't matter if that's your full-time job or not. Typically looking for people that might be stay-at-home moms, people who maybe homebound and sell online, people who are traveling the world selling online as well, and maybe not have a specific home location, anything that's unique to yourself and story. Did you just move and retransfer your business, Alan and Sherry? you may want to come on and talk about transferring, you know, your business from one state to another and how that worked out. Anything unique, just hit us up. We'd love to hear your story. And basically, Jen, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
I really wanted to highlight the fact that not all sellers come in all same box. We're all different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. And you sell online, but you do other stuff as well. And it doesn't really affect your selling, and you're working towards your SIN number, getting that up to where you need to be to go full time. Mm-hmm. And you're making things happen. You're not just sitting around waiting for eBay to happen for you. You're making things happen yourself by doing other things.
Right.
It's important. That's something that I would stress highly with people. If it's slow, go out and make money. If it's busy, turn the apps off and be busy at home. You have that choice.
Right.
So I'm glad you were able to join us and continue support, and we'll check you out online and everything else. And looking forward to those videos.
We'll have you back, soon. Jen. Oh my God, I can't wait. Yeah, and we'll have you back.
I was going to say, poor Joey, we just kind of talked over him the whole time, Robin. So, Joey, if you're ever sick sometime, we know who to get to co-host.
Absolutely. If Joey ever loses his voice, absolutely.
I'll just pop myself off.
Poor Joey.
We switched. I like that. Yeah.
I would say class is dismissed, but I'll let our guest tune us out.
Oh yeah, class dismissed. Have a great night.
Bye guys.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Bye.